St. John, welcome again to another fun-filled, exciting episode of Rock O'Clock. I am your host, Derek Wirtz, with you for the next hour and a half. So stay tuned and enjoy the adventure that will be laid out for you in Technicolor dreams on the radio. I am here by myself today for the time being, and you can expect some cool music. If you have any requests, as per usual, the number is 648-5925. You can also listen through various means. You can go to our website. You can go online. Go, obviously, all websites are online. localfm.ca. Follow the links to listen live. You can go through various cable subscribers, Rogers Channel 949 or Alliant Channel 824. Or you can just go the old-fashioned way. Go on your radio, tune us in to 107.3 FM. And hey, just kick in and enjoy. Lay back. Get your easy chair going. Do things that make you relax for the radio. So, we're going to start off the show this time from a very cool compilation. It is the Arts and Crafts 10-year anniversary compilation, 2003 to 2013. This one is from Zeus. It's called Are You Gonna Waste My Time? After that, in no particular order, we have some music from Said the Whale, from Heat and Lights, from all kinds of other bands. So, Reversing Falls is one of them. Give us a call if you have to if you have any input on how to make the show better. In the meantime, here it is. Some more music for you. This is Zeus. Are You Gonna Waste My Time? Keep on listening.
Sitting in your garden room, watching the flowers grow. Tell you what's on my head. You didn't hear a thing I said, and I'm breaking down from it all. See your point, but not at all. Used to be rocking from the earliest sunrise. Do it again to the glorious moonlight. Oh no, can you feel it in your spine? The force of gravity, a weight on your mind. And then I got sick from the cigarette, even more when I think of it. Some kind of scene, because I don't wanna waste my time, always trying to be right. Don't really know what to do, what's going on with you? What's running through your head? What's that last thing you said? You said, are you gonna waste my time? Are you gonna be mine? Easy come, easy go. Tell me something I don't wanna know. And I can see you through my ruby red.
jumper. Oh, you know I just don't get it. This is such a shitty birthday present. Birthday present.
Drums and first say on the mic. Rule number 6 for life is stay on the bike. And as soon as you can, you get rid of the training wheels. There's no way to explain how good entertaining feels. It's better than nothing, and it's more fun than pinball. When it's done poorly, it's enough to make the skin crawl. It's like chewing on tinfoil, and the only thing worse is when kids pedal drums without paying a few dues first. So don't ask what my drums are, cause I either won't tell you, or else I got a list of phony records to sell you. Cause see, no one helped me, and as a matter of fact, there's a thrill in the hunt for a platter of wax. It's called searching for the perfect beat, the honor is prestigious to those with the knowledge. And the cheat is sacrilegious. I'm talking bootlegs and reissues. I avoid them like the plague. But don't ask where I look, cause I'll lie or be vague. I'm on the lookout for beats every little second. Check country and western, even heavy metal records. Leave no stone uncovered. And for every 10 token, you may find none with 10 hours spent looking. But that's what makes a good score so rewarding. Even if you spend 20 bucks on a rare recording. So don't ask what my drums are, cause I either won't tell you, or else I got a list of phony records to sell you. My beats aren't familiar, so you can't put your finger on them.
I know you got some beats, as I also have some beats. How about you come here tonight and you don't die? Save your bones and get your waist.
for the break of this new year. Strange wonders from the kingdom disappear.
That was from way back in 2003 from the Constantines from their album Shine a Light. That was called Goodbye Baby and Amen. And before that, what was that we heard before that?
I've never heard anyone pronounce the Constantines that way.
Constantines? Constantines?
The Constant Times.
Constant Times. No. Time is always constant, but...
We heard from a pretty cool compilation. I always love getting these station compilations. They're always a really good cross-section. You kind of never know what you're going to get. And definitely we played something that we probably would normally wouldn't play on the program, but it's pretty good. It was some metal.
We rolled by, the dice.
By Oculus, a track called Cemetery, which was recorded in July of 2012 on 60 Minutes in Hell, which is, a compilation or the label. I'm not quite sure. I think that might be their label.
I wonder, that'd be a great name for a radio show too, if you played terrible music.
And this was, or maybe that's the radio show this was recorded on, because these are all live sessions from CGSW 90.9, which is the Calgary campus and community radio station. And yeah, they always put out some pretty cool compilations of their different live sessions and things on their different radio shows. It's always pretty good stuff, and they're a pretty good bunch out there, so I like to play from that. Probably play in a little while from another really excellent compilation that always comes through the radio station here, which are the Hamilton compilations. This is Songs from Hamilton Volume 8 from their Everybody Dance Now compilations that they put out pretty much every year, and that's from CFMU at McMaster University.
I was trying to track one of those down the other, just when I was running back and forth. I think it was a Hamilton one.
Yeah, they're the cream of the crop in compilations that I see come through. Before that, you heard from Buck 65, an old one from Buck 65 called Jaws of Life. You heard from John Lesbian Seagull with Sitting Duck.
Also from Calgary.
Yeah, and they just sent us their new release, which compiles both of their EPs called Dirt and Priscilla. So check that out. I'm sure you can probably find their music online. I don't think this is something that is for sale. Yeah, I think this is special. Just like a...
We get a special deal. We know radio, a guy. Radio release. Who knows another guy.
Before that, you heard Reversing Falls. You heard Shitty Birthday from their self-titled debut. You heard, starting off the program, Zeus from the Arts and Crafts compilation that came out earlier this year to celebrate their birthday, and you heard Are You Gonna Waste My Time?
And do we have some exciting things happening now, or we're just whiling away the day? I think that's maybe what we were doing.
Yeah, I want to play. I know nothing about this band except from we're gonna play it because it comes from Mint Records, and I always trust Mint Records.
Yes, there.
I put my trust in them. Everything I ever hear from Mint Records is pretty much always
I'd like to see this be terrible, to see you get all crestfallen, and then you start rocking back and forth like, I don't know what to believe in anymore.
I'd still be happy that I supported them. Anyway, Mint Records is a pretty cool record label. They put out, earlier this year, they put out Jay Arner's record, his debut record, which was really excellent. Last year, or maybe really early this year, was Rennie Wilson. So... a little all over the place, but always really great stuff. The Pack 80, I think, was on Mint Records before. I'm not sure if they still are. Anyway, this record doesn't come out until next week. It's by a group called Tough Age. I know nothing about them. And you're going
to
hear one of the focus tracks, which is Sea of White.
See what happens.
That's it, really. You're listening to Rock O'Clock on Local 107.3 FM. Keep it tuned right here.
Yes, it's going to be exciting.
Breathe out. Cut up! good feeling. Next round's on me if we cover the spread. Next round's on me, I'll be out of the red.
Yeah. like I'm swimming in a pool. I am a drone. And when the sun goes down, I'm empty. Just like a prostitute, I let them rent me. Dumb, dumb, watch metabolism drop again. Receding like the tide, move by the moon. Dumb, dumb, watch metabolism drop again. Receding like the tide, move by the moon. Dumb, 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 da dum, da dum, da dum.
Hey, Derek. How are you?
That was Dumb, Dumb, Dumb by Balls Falls from their 2002 release, The Crossing Guard. I never heard this band before. That was really good. I'm going to have to check out more.
I don't think they're a band anymore. They're from 2003.
I'm guessing that is probably fair.
I think they all went their separate ways and did different things. Did we figure out where they're from? I said Dartmouth.
No, the only information on here is the band's names. And one of the names, two of the names are fake names. And one of the names sounds familiar.
I know Depravity Brown does other things. I know that he's been, like, I remember playing that when it first came out, and it was, like, super, like, the access to the internet was tenuous at best, so I couldn't, the world wasn't at my fingertips.
I'll have to look up some more information on that band. Before that, you heard Said the Whale from their new record, Hawaii, all lowercase with three I's, because that's how those crazy cats are. And you heard a track called Mother. And before that, you heard two tracks from the CFMU compilation, Everybody Dance Now, Volume 8, Songs of Hamilton, which is the cream of the crop when it comes to campus radio compilations, I'd have to say. You heard from the Arkells, Thai Cats Are Humming, and White Gravy with Tic-Tac-Toe. And starting us off was a brand new, soon-to-be-released album from Tough Age on Mint Records coming out next week. And you heard a track called Sea of White.
I'm not a fan of people play it fast and loose with the alphabet in band names or titles.
Does it change your opinion of that?
No. I think it just makes everything. It's a campus.
I just want to know why. I want to know why they chose to do that.
It's a community radio beef. Like it's up. This is up there with but it's also as far as the number one is when people send some sort of weird creative packaging that doesn't fit into CD slots.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm going to send you a fruit basket, and on every track, instead of a conventional CD, I'm going to give you an MP3 player buried in a piece of fake fruit.
There is one label that I can think of specifically, and I'm not going to name them because they put out awesome releases, and that's a label I really like. But their CDs are like an inch wider than every other CD, and all, like, it's, that's what all of their CDs are, this size. And I'm not sure what the reason behind. I'm not sure if they're trying to vibe for like to stand out a little bit when CDs are placed, or if they're trying to get that little extra bit of real estate. But it drives me bonkers because they don't fit in the thing.
The only issue CDs fit in. I only used to have an issue with people who sent small CDs, like where the micro CDs,
mini disc, the mini things that were popular.
They were CDs, but they were just like half the size of a conventional CD.
And they didn't fit in our. They wouldn't work in a lot of CD players.
Because we used to have the setup with the track, like it was an actual drawer that slid out, and you'd place it in the center, and then it would play from there. There's a special channel for the small CD. But now with the
they don't work in our CD players.
The old vacuum suction thing that we have going on here, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Also, don't glue your own covers on the things because they don't play in these. They don't play in a lot of CD players either.
Yeah.
If they're not the ones that drop into a tray, if they're like the ones that we have, like a lot of people do, that you just sort of suck it in there and they don't work in there.
Bands did for a while. Local bands and bands all over the place would make to save money or for a cool aesthetic. They would spray paint their CDs too.
Oh yeah,
and that doesn't always work. I've had a few.
Make sure that the CDs you're making still function as CDs and not just art pieces.
This is all your advice. The do's and don'ts
for local bands.
Hey,
independent records.
Hey, local independent bands, tune in for an hour of nitpicking and fun advice from Brian and Derek.
We're going to jump. We have a few minutes here. We'll take a break at the top of the hour. You're going to hear a track from the Fixture Records sampler, which came out a couple of months ago and has some real fine stuff. I've played from it before. Has bands that you might have heard of, such as Free Love, Fenner, Homeshake, and Chevalier Avant-Garde, which is a band that we've played their new record on a couple times the last few weeks. Also, Sheer Agony, Dirty Beaches, lots of artists that we've played on the show before, and they have some exclusive tracks on this. We're going to hear from Femminelli and a track called Le Pacte.
Arakiri.